Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional.
What I've heard is that Edwin has been distributing vitamin A and vitamin C and telling parents they should not give Panadol, the generic form of Tylenol, because it is toxic to people that are undergoing a measles fever. What can you say about that?
Well, I can say that vitamin C, vitamin A, and vitamin C have been documented as legitimate vitamins to help people with a measles outbreak. The INH has a study on vitamin A. Vitamin A helps with your immune, plays a role in the immune modulation. It's a substrate for preserving cell integrity. It's well-known vitamin C as well. Initially, I made the mistake of thinking he was arrested for administering vitamins, but he was arrested for speaking about administering vitamins and also talking smack. So basically, that one, there was one post where he stated, "I'll be here to mop up your mess. Enjoy your killing spree."
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
And so the Samoan officials didn't like that one bit, did they?
No, they did not. I don't know what their policies are for freedom of speech over there, maybe they're on par with what's happening here in this country. So they released him on bail. He's set to return to court in April 2020. And one of the conditions is not to post about the measles, although I don't know if he's allowed to post at all. And then another criteria is that he's not allowed to give vitamins. But that's the irony, that if you look at the first epidemic in Samoa in 1893, there were no deaths. And it was well known that this can be healed with diet. And the children of Samoa are malnourished, and there is definitely nutritional deficiencies that need to be addressed.
There are signs tonight that Samoa is clamping down on an anti-vaccination movement. The nation's most prominent anti-vaxxer has become the first to be charged under new emergency laws. But his actions are just part of a secretive underground operation. Our Pacific correspondent Barbara Driever reports from Apia.
Anti-vaxxer Edwin Thomas is free, at least for now, after being kept in custody since his arrest last week, the first to be charged under Samoa's strict emergency laws for anti-vax comments. His arrest making everyone cautious.
I can't talk to you because I have to get the permission.
Mr. Thomas says he's been treating measles patients with vitamins provided by international anti-vax groups and encouraging patients not to get their children vaccinated or give them antibiotics.
In total, over 100,000 people in Samoa were vaccinated in the latest drive. Evidence and accusations of a corporate cover-up are running rampant, and the scenes of military and big pharma collusion are now burned into those that have followed this event. We here in the United States wonder silently whether this can happen here, whether it is inevitable. But rest assured, we here at InfoWars are going to be continuing to monitor this story here and abroad. Thank you for joining me for this very special edition of InfoWars.
Ladies and gentlemen, this life-saving report, if it gets out to enough people, is posted at band.video and on InfoWars.com. Warning, the vaccines are a Trojan horse. This is just one investigative report that we've worked really hard on. We finished it last night at about 7 p.m. Rob Dew and I, Mr. Voorhees did a great job, and it took us about 3 weeks to put together. We've got other reports in the pipeline. That's why they're trying to shut us down, is because we are documenting this eugenics soft kill program that is going on and that humanity is awakening to. It is the first live broadcast that I have conducted in the year 2020. We are here in the fabled year of 2020. The numerology loaded to the gills. It's all coming up on this transmission. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com, a big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Take me to Texas 200 years ago, where a pride rose from the ashes of San Jacinto. Still beats in every heart like a battle cry. Where I was born, where I was raised, so when I die, take me to Texas on the open range. The Rio Grande is in my veins, it's heaven there. And so my prayer is that you take me anywhere in Texas.
It's fitting.
The only home I know.
That the battle
of the Alamo
for America's future is being fought in Texas. And the battle for the future of the world is being fought in America. It's been said for a long time that as Texas goes, the United States goes, and as America goes, the world goes. God put me here. I was born here for this mission. And I'm very honored to be here. A native son of Texas. Native son of America. Standing up for the globalists with you. The most amazing people out there. All right, let me hit the top story. And if you understand this, you understand everything. It's a Rosetta Stone. It's one of those skeleton keys. It's one of those windows into reality. Last night, I was at my parents' house for New Year's. That way, my youngest daughter can go to sleep early at their place. We can still stay up till the New Year and bring in this momentous year of 2020. And about 10 o'clock, I start getting all these text messages saying, hey, really sorry for you. Hang in there. We love you. Just dozens of texts coming in. And then Rob Dew, his older son, shows up. He goes, man, I saw you on the top of Google without even looking. And then somebody else walks up to the campfire. My parents got a couple acres. It's like a little piece of country right in the city. And says, yeah, you're on the top of Yahoo. And then I walk in the house and go upstairs. There's a TV on in the little library, and it's got the local news station on, and I'm on the TV. And it's all how I've been defeated and how I'm a loser and how I'm a bad man. Like the globalists were having wartime propaganda of a country they were going to be invading. And so I left my phone back in that study, and I went back and got it, and I said, well, let me just go through it. And I was going through the text I was getting, and it was the top story all over the place. And you know, that's concerted. That's organized. To ring in 2020, they sat on a judge's ruling in Texas from December 20th that I never even talked about. And then they misrepresented all of it deceptively as well. And again, that just means that as we're ringing in the new year, they sat on a story for 11 days. And then as they knew people were going to go to their TV sets and go to their phones to see what was happening and people were sending each other messages, they wanted to show Alex Jones in trouble and Alex Jones as a loser. And I thought about that last night, and I just felt so good. Not even proud, but just good. Like I'd run a marathon and I'd made it across the finish line in first place. Because when basically every channel was hitting me from every angle that I'm a loser and I'm a failure and I'm a bad person, it means we're doing something right. It means we're covering issues and things that hit right on the target. It means we're over the target. Incredible. And then sure enough, I went and looked this morning. It was on CNN last night when they actually have ratings. When people are tuning in to watch the ball drop, they were, oh, it's cut to some news. Oh, Alex Jones lost a Sandy Hook lawsuit. Alex Jones is a loser. Making Sandy Hook my identity with people. Oh, that's the Sandy Hook guy. But everybody knows now when they impeach somebody or they indict somebody or they attack somebody, all the thinking folks go, man, this guy must be good. And the support that poured in has just been unbelievable. In fact, monetarily, we've been behind in fundraising for the operation of the year. But, man, last night, $300,000 extra came in without us even asking. And it came in right when those stories broke. They put that out at about 9, 10 at night. They pushed it, and money just poured in. Making it to where we brought in more money this December than we brought in last December. And it was the only other month in the year was November that we brought in more money than we brought in 2018, thanks to you. And people got it, and they understood it. And I got up this morning, and the office manager said, look at this number. $300,000 on top of the regular sales came in. Because people got it when they went, my God, he's on every channel being attacked. They said, we know you're attacking somebody standing up for us, and we're standing with him. And, you know, before I even knew that last night, I felt incredibly buoyed by it. And I said, man, if I'm on every channel, and these evil people that cover up pedophilia and cover up corruption and cover up radical Islam and cover up and promote mass shootings when they know it causes them. If these bad people hate my guts and I'm inside their head and they've got their whole controlled media lined up for days with a ruling that was in the local news 12 days ago and that's all they got, all the glory goes to God. But God works through you, and so I want to thank you out there. Amazing job. Now, Mike Adams prepared a really big show, and I told him a few days ago, I said, you know what? I just want you to come in and host the whole show. And then Mike lives here in Austin, does a great job. He kind of knew some of my business. He said, don't you have that vaccine report you're about to premiere? And don't you have some things you want to cover? Why don't you come in and do the first hour and get that done? I said, I guess you're right. Because then I went and talked to folks. I go, no, remember, you're going to air this. So Mike already was watching what we're going to do and knew. And so he's going to be hosting the rest of the broadcast today. We've got some special stuff in the fourth hour. But the next big false flag is Ebola. That's one of the things they've got going. We've got the proof. It's already in the Caribbean. It's already been here before. They're shipping the folks in from the countries that have the biggest outbreak ever. This is really important. He's going to get into also some big breakthroughs in physics. So look for that. Mike Adams is coming in here in just a few minutes. Now, we're behind for 2019, the amount of money we need to even operate. But if people understand how much we're under attack and you support us, we can expand in this critical year and into the future. And I think you now realize, I mean, they're trying to plant child porn on us. They're trying to put me in prison. I mean, they're really coming after us. But it's okay. As long as you stand with us, I'm not going to back down ever. I'm not going to give up. I'll never give in. But I can give out. So you have to understand, you are the InfoWar. And it's beyond loving you. I mean, I depend on you completely. You understand that. Like oxygen that I breathe in. I mean, you're everything. That's why it's obscene when you call and tell me how great I am. Listen, it'd be like a man on a raft in the Atlantic Ocean in freezing water. And if I fall off, I'm going to die. And the raft is telling me how great I am. I'm like, are you kidding me? We're in this together. We hang together. We hang separate, like Benjamin Franklin said. Now, look at this article, Dr. McCam shot, please. Father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. This is from last June. I never wrote the book. They didn't win a lawsuit. That's totally fake news for MarketWatch. At least this article and all these stories had some truth in that all the little things this judge has done in Austin add up to $100,000 if we end up losing the suit that we have to pay down the road. But so even that is fake news within it. That's not the story. The story is that they are obsessed with what we're doing because we're really doing the research. That's why they're always saying we're not real. That's why we're always saying we're fake news, we're lying. Last hour, we showed you those kids dying in the hospitals when they're giving vaccines. That's real. The globalists telling you vaccines never hurt anybody, that's a fraud. So Mike Adams is going to come in here and co-host this next segment with me, and I'm leaving to go take care of business here in the office with a big plan we're about to launch that listeners came up with. And then I'm going to be back later. But Mike Adams is coming in right now, and then he's going to host the whole show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. Well, my instincts were right last night. As about 9:30, 10 o'clock, my phone started just ringing off the hook, text messages. People coming up at my parents' party, hugging me, saying, you know, hang in there. Some people are Democrats. They say they're all voting for Trump. They say the Democrats are just too dangerous now. They're just an evil party. They're certainly not the party of people like Martin Luther King. Or Jimmy Carter, for that matter, and he had his own problems. So there's a huge awakening. The dominoes are falling. There were folks there from Britain who were just said, oh, everybody's awake now. Everybody's listening to your show over there. It's insane. Even with all the election fraud, you know, we just threw Labor out. Labor just lost almost 40% of its voters. That's never happened. That's a total realignment. But I was telling people, I'm saying, this is good that they're attacking me, and that it's a story that was 12 days old last night, or 11 days old last night, that had been in the local news, and then they only waited and pushed it, the deep state and Operation Mockingbird, on every channel so that people saw in the new year, Alex Jones is a failure, Alex Jones is a loser, Alex Jones had a judge order him $100,000, which is a whole other story. It's a year of this judge doing stuff like this with different 30,000 here, 40,000 there, 60,000 here. It's actually over 100,000. And it's like Rabu. They're like, they're deposing him, and they go, what is your source of this video? He goes, it's CNN from the Sandy Hook lawsuit. And they go, but who sent it to you? And he goes, it's 7 years ago. We don't know. And then there's a statute of limitations. We're doing the anti-slap thing where they're not even supposed to get any discovery. There isn't discovery. But it's the same thing. I mean, they treat us like we're Al Capone, folks. And they literally believe the media, the judges and people, when they tell them that I'm an actor and that I don't believe any of this and I've done all these horrible things, but they've never seen me say that. They just are told that I'm this monster because they watch shows like Homeland. So I've learned also how childlike the politicos are. And they even, we've confirmed now, I'm going to leave it at that. It's going to be coming out soon. We have witnesses and affidavits. They talk about it at parties in front of people, how they're going to get me and everything. I mean, this is law enforcement's getting involved. So why do you think the Supreme Court has taken this up in Connecticut when they tried to frame us with child porn? I mean, the left has taken all normal chivalry and rules and just thrown them overboard with Trump derangement syndrome and is desperate because the dominoes are already falling. And so they think if they destroy me, that's going to send a message to everybody that you better sit down and shut up. That's not how Americans are. And I go back to this. I've said it 1,000 times. We've been asleep for decades. And the globalists thought their intimidation because they're thugs is what did it. But now that they called everyone racist that loves America, or everyone racist that loves England, or everyone racist that loves their family, or everyone that loves Christmas, or everyone that loves health, or everyone... People finally went, well, I'm not a bad person. You're the bad person. So their bullying has now backfired. So they're still acting like we're asleep, pressing and bullying, but we're awake. So the bullying only enrages us.
Well, and the same people that are calling you this bad person, they said that half of America are deplorables. And those Americans say, well, gosh, I'm not a deplorable. I'm an honest, compassionate person. I care about the future of our country. The media is lying. And so they know they're lying about you, too. And by the way, what is wrong with questioning official narratives? Doesn't mean that you're defaming anybody to question official narratives on all kinds of things. I mean, if there's a defamation lawsuit to be had in this country, Trump should sue The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC.
Knowingly saying he's a Russian agent,
lying,
he isn't.
Constantly lying about him.
You were saying during the break, I said, when is Trump going to take action on the racketeering, this beyond censorship, this coordinated attack on people that are pro-America? You said, well, he's got to get vindicated by the Senate, then he will. Well, that's why they go Russiagate, now Ukraine. They're just going to launch more. That's why they say they have more articles. They're never going to stop going on the attack because it changes the subject from their criminality.
Yeah, you're right. My point was that Trump cannot right now go after big tech because he'll be accused of obstructing the Senate trial. So I think once the Senate vindicates him, which should happen fairly quickly, if Nancy Pelosi ever releases the articles of impeachment, which, by the way, that's her obstructing justice, by the way, holding on to those articles. But Trump will have an opportunity to go after big tech and say, look, you cannot censor people's speech just based on their political views. This has got to change in America, or we don't have a republic left.
And you notice it started this week, or last week, massive censorship of Trump's Twitter, and then them denying it when they're doing it bigger than Dallas, shadow banning it.
Yeah, they are. But
they're phantom zoning his tweets.
Yeah. They're shadow banning like crazy, even all his supporting accounts. But the thing is, or his supporters. The thing is, independent media that has survived this now is doing better in 2019. They just had a better year than in any year previously. And I've talked to many leaders in independent media. Now, some were wiped out by the censorship. They didn't survive. But those that are still here, like us, for example, we had record revenues last year, even despite complete censorship and complete deplatforming. I know you had a couple of great months, too. Other leaders have been having great years because the customers and the users are supporting us.
Well, that's absolutely right. The things they did, the direct espionage, I mean, that's what it is, the infiltration, the taking of merchant accounts, the banning our advertising ability on the Internet to advertise products.
Right.
We were funding about a third of what we did outside the audience. Doing advertising for products that's been taken away from us. So that's why we've had one of the worst years that we've had in the last 6-7 years. But that's okay because I had some reserves. We're going through those. But yes, I know, talking to Gateway Pundit and many others, they've had their best years because so many other people got shut down. Folks now have rallied towards what's left, and all of us are working harder. So that's why it's critical for listeners. I want to thank you. I talk about how they put us on every channel, say we're losers, say they're going to shut us down, and just massive support comes in. That's a good thing, but that only helps us, take back part of one of the months that was under what we needed. So thank you all for the support. But whatever you do, it's a golden opportunity to say, why do you think Alex Jones is so demonized and lied about? Because it's bigger than Alex Jones. It's a platform where you hear what Mike Adams really has to say, or you hear what Dr. Steve Pachinik has to say, or you hear what all these other amazing guests and these amazing callers. We had a caller call in yesterday, and he said, you ought to put tape over your mouths at Trump rallies and say, save the First Amendment, stop censorship, or InfoWars. And then when people ask, you can pull it off and talk to them. Well, I was here last night and this morning. We're going to come out. We're going to print hundreds of thousands of stickers up front, put them in all the packages, sell them at cost, and we're going to hand them out at Trump rallies to make that a message inside as well, and it's going to be extremely, extremely powerful. So we're moving on many fronts. That was a listener's idea, but this is one of the last days we're going to have this end-of-year, now start-of-the-year special, up to 75% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, to sell out of the inventory so we have to pay the inventory tax on it. We've got to do that only a few more days in the inventory, and so now is the time, biggest sales ever, InfoWarsStore.com, because, yes, we're bringing in a ton of money, $400,000 yesterday, about $300,000 extra than we normally would, but you're still only looking at probably $150,000 there in one day. So it sounds like a lot, but that's one of the biggest days of the year, is the last day. We need that to fight into the future.
I know we're going to break shortly, but I also want to mention the reason they hate you, Alex, is because you are proving the entrepreneurial model of free market economics. You're showing that when customers choose your products and your superior formulations and your better values than what anybody can find in the health food, Whole Foods out there, the media hates the fact that you are succeeding in that model.
We're breaking their monopoly. Everything about what naturalnews.com does, everything what InfoWars.com does, is absolutely the Americana model. They can't stand it. Mike Adams is about to take over. Please spread the word. You are beyond critical. Well, here we are in the year 2020.
20. And old friends are not forgotten. You, the Patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Well said, words of Alex Jones there. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in here for the rest of the show today and a little bit into the fourth hour as well. Thank you for joining me the first day here of 2020, a year that I believe will be the most memorable in our lifetimes. The things that are about to happen this year, I'll cover some of them today, but trust me, you're going to look back at this and say, whoa, how did we get through that? And I can't believe how much changed. It's going to be really extraordinary at levels that you probably can't even imagine right now. I'm going to cover some breaking news today, get into some analysis. There is an Ebola false flag operation being engineered, I believe, to infect Americans with Ebola in order to push an Ebola scare. And the new Ebola vaccine that has just been approved by the FDA and a new Ebola testing system that's been rolled out by the CDC that causes false positives so that they can quarantine you and take you away, throw you in a room with other actually sick people, and they can shut down entire cities and communities and create an Ebola scare. So I will be talking about that. But trust me, I mean, mark my words, again, this is January 1. Sometime this year, there's going to be an Ebola outbreak most likely in the United States. But first, let me get to some other interesting news. First, a kind of a funny item. And I posted this morning on my website. There's a company. This is really funny. This is the problem with thinking that everything can be digital. So there's a company called Ammo Squared, I believe, that is launching a crowdfunding effort to launch a digital ammunition exchange where you can buy digital ammo and not actually have it. And so you can own 300 Win Mag and 7.62x51, and you can own 5.56 ammo digitally, and then you can trade it digitally, and they say you can take delivery when you want it, but isn't ammo something that you need when the grid goes down, when there's a collapse? That's, you know, preparedness. Isn't that, don't you need ammo, like, physically in your gun or in your house in storage? So this idea that you can have digital ammo, now this is the absurdity of the cryptocurrency idea, which makes sense in the world of crypto. You know, digital money actually does make sense. But digital ammo? Are you serious? Do you think this is a video game where you buy guns and ammo in the game? No, this is the real world. And, you know, as Steve Quayle says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. So I am on the record, this is my personal opinion, not InfoWars' opinion, but I am on the record saying I think this is the dumbest idea in the history of preparedness to purchase digital ammunition. I think it's a horrible idea. And if you want to buy digital goods, then, gosh, why wouldn't InfoWars sell digital stored food? Yeah, you can buy digital stored food. I should call Alex and say, Alex, I got a great idea for you. Why don't you have digital preparedness items that you don't ship to people, but they own them? You know, that would be called a scam if Alex did something like that. But somehow selling digital ammunition, it's hilarious. I wish the company well, but I think it's a horrible idea. That's my personal opinion. But it just goes to show you that not everything should be digital, folks. You need a real firearm. You need a real AR-15. You need real ammunition. Obviously, you need a real water filter. You know, you need these things in the real world. Otherwise, how are you going to function? It's like, oh, the grid goes down. Well, good thing I've got 5,000 rounds of digital ammunition out there somewhere in a digital world. Not going to help you, folks. Not going to help you. So that's a funny item. Now, this not so funny item, but something that it's a couple weeks old, but it's worth mentioning. The Wall Street Journal did an investigation of Amazon and found that Amazon was actually selling literal dumpster trash on their website as new items, new food, new supplements, like jars of olives and so on. The Wall Street Journal sent out reporters to go dumpster diving behind Trader Joe's. and they found trash that Trader Joe's had thrown away, and they just kind of cleaned it up. They sent it off to Amazon, opened up a new account on Amazon.com, and they were able to list it, and they were able to purchase this dumpster trash on Amazon. When you purchase items from Amazon.com, you may be purchasing moldy items, expired items, counterfeit items, and actual literal dumpster trash, as the Wall Street Journal investigation found out. And the reason I mention this is because if you're buying nutritional items, superfoods, supplements, you buy from InfoWarsStore.com, it's all new. There is no dumpster trash sold in the store. You want dumpster trash, you got to go to Amazon. You want real, fresh, brand new items, obviously, quality controlled, safety tested, professionally handled, InfoWarsStore.com. And basically, practically any other retailer online doesn't sell trash, but Amazon does. So if you want to trade dollars for trash, you can buy from Amazon. Or if you want to trade dollars for digital bullets, you can go to the online digital ammunition store that's launching soon. I mean, these are horrible ideas, people. I mean, look, the theme of my day here today with you is I want to help all of us in 2020 think clearly. I want all of us to navigate this chaotic world in a way that helps us explore and defend freedom and liberty. I want us to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. I want your brain to work well. I want us to be able to defeat irrationality and defeat tyranny and the attacks on liberty that are becoming more frequent. In order to do that, we have to think clearly about everything. We have to be able to distinguish between bad ideas and good ideas. It's a bad idea to buy digital ammunition and think you own the ammo. It's a bad idea to buy anything from Amazon.com that's food or supplements or superfood because it might be dumpster trash. It's a bad idea to elect Elizabeth Warren as president. She's got all kinds of ideas. They're all bad ideas. And they're almost as bad as AOC's ideas. Like, oh, let's ban the combustion engine, and then we can all starve to death when the farms collapse. That's a bad idea, unless you just love Venezuela and how socialism works there and dumpster diving. You know, come to think of it, why doesn't Amazon open a whole retail shop in Venezuela, like dumpster diving food? Because those people have had to become experts in that arena, sadly, because that's what socialism does to your country. Collapses it to the point where you have to dumpster dive for food. Again, the Amazon.com business model at this point. It's shameful. But I want you to think clearly about everything. And that's why today I'm going to cover some mysteries of the universe, as Alex hinted in the opening of the show. I'm going to cover a little bit of flat earth theory and why I disagree with flat earth theory. I'm going to cover the mystery of the disappearing stars in the cosmos. A little bit of physics for you here, a little bit of science today. But the reason I'm covering that is because I want you to be able to think clearly about the world in which you live, the cosmos in which we all exist. Because I think 2020 can be a year that's great for all of us who do pursue the truth, all of us who are pro-liberty, all of us who have been really fighting for free speech and in some cases, fighting for President Trump, for example, or fighting to defeat the deep state, fighting to expose the deep state. I think 2020 can be a great year for us, but only if we think clearly, only if we manage to avoid distortions in thinking. So that's what I'm here to do today, to the best of my ability, with humility. I'm not right 100% of the time. You may disagree with a few things, but I'm here. My motivation is to help us all think clearly and navigate this chaotic year that lays ahead. I'll be right back after this break with more on the Alex Jones Show.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. The first day of the new year. It's going to be a great year for liberty because the truth is coming out. I mean, even though we're all under attack, and even though there's censorship, and even though there's defamation and smearing of the pioneers of liberty, I think it's going to be a great year for all of us because, I mean, think about this. We have forced the deep state to show its cards. We've forced the radical left to take the mask off and show their radicalism. I mean, this is 2019 was a year that the left stood up and applauded and celebrated the mass murder of living human babies as they passed that law in New York. I mean, they're just cheering infanticide. You know, in previous years, that mask hadn't come off yet. And 2019 was also the year that the mask came off about gun control. Now, through Beto and Governor Northam and others, they're just saying, yeah, we're going to come take your guns. We're going to unleash the National Guard, perhaps, in Virginia, and we're going to come take your guns at gunpoint. You know, before they wouldn't talk about that. Now it's all out in the open. That's a victory to know what they really intend to do, because Democrats are liars. The only way they ever gain political office is about lying about their intentions. I mean, they claim to be kind of conservative when they're running for office. They claim, no, we're going to respect your Second Amendment rights. No, we're going to respect
the life of children. Because we love little kids, especially Joe Biden. He loves them in a weird, twisted, pervert kind of way. But now the mask has come off. Now we know they want to kill their own children. They want to take your guns and probably kill you. I mean, if they're willing to kill their own kids, you think they're going to hesitate to kill you? You know, shoot you in the head and throw you in a ditch? No, they're not going to hesitate at all. That's what they want. In fact, some of them openly talk about that. Heck, Michael Moore was out there. He's like, white people are dangerous. White people are bad. Like, dude, you're a white guy. Have you looked in the mirror recently? You're kind of white. What are you talking about yourself? What? He's like, when white people walk down the street, you should run to the other side of the street. Like, really? Really? What should people do when they encounter you, Michael Moore? Should they flee as well? Because these people are insane. But it's all coming out. So that's a victory in a way. It's fascinating. And also the racism is coming out. People like Michael Moore, he's a bigot. He's an anti-white bigot. And people who are paying attention realize, oh, it's conservatives that are tolerant. It's conservatives who are like, yeah, we welcome African Americans to conservative points of view. We welcome Asian people who are being discriminated against by the liberal universities on the East Coast and the West Coast. Did you know if you're Asian that there's racism against you for being Asian? There's a penalty for being Asian. Did you know that? Just to get into a university like Harvard and get into UCLA, for being Asian, you are penalized. And so a lot of Asian people waking up is like, hey, these leftists are bigots. They're racist, and this is unfair. You know, like, hey, we did great on the tests. Why can't we get into the university? Oh, because you're Asian. In fact, there was a court ruling recently, I forgot exactly which state it was in, that ruled that universities can discriminate against Asians because discrimination is part of the leftist ethos. This is their world. They love discrimination, and they hate white people, and they hate Asians. And believe me, sooner or later, they'll get around to hating black people, too. Because they hate everyone. They hate themselves. That's why they're suicidal. It's incredible. So 2020 is going to be a very interesting year. Let me cover. Oh, before I get to that, by the way, I recently placed an order with InfoWars Store. I haven't received it yet, but I want to check out the new toothpaste they've been talking about because I know Alex's dad formulated that toothpaste. And as a formulator myself, toothpaste is one of the most difficult things to formulate. In fact, we don't even have a toothpaste product ourselves. So I ordered the InfoWars Store toothpaste. There's two different ones now, and there was a special for two of them. I think there's like a, what's it called? The Super Blue Fluoride Free, and then there's a Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. So I ordered both of them. Got them on sale. Got an email. Yeah, shipment's coming your way. I can't wait to check those out. And yeah, I'm a customer too, because I understand the quality of the ingredients that are in the formulations. I understand what it takes behind the scenes to make this happen. Right now, it's 50% off those toothpastes. I think just for, I don't know, another day or two. It's going to end soon. Some items are up to like 60% off for knockout and so on. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say this publicly, but behind the scenes, I would say to Alex, how are you offering these discounts? Like, you're not making any money on some of these, for sure. I know, because I know the margins in this industry. How are you doing that? And I know he said maybe coming in 2020, he can only do maximum, like, 40% discount. So right now, these are the best discounts you're probably ever going to see, ever, from InfoWars at all. InfoWars Store, that's it. Because you can't discount 60% or 70%. You can't do it because you're just draining money out the door when you do that. But, hey, it's a good deal for you if you take advantage of these, and I took advantage of it myself. All right, moving on to – I got an article I published yesterday. I just want to cover highlights on this, and then we'll get into some more interesting things. The article is called 10 Insane, Completely Irrational Things That Millions of Americans Believe As We Enter the Year 2020. I'm not going to go through every point or read you from the article. This is just kind of an inspiration here of what I wanted to cover. But the point is, you live in a society where you are surrounded by people who are insane at some level. For example, leftists believe that a man can become a woman. That's insane. That's a form of mental illness. It is mass mental illness when a large number of people believe it. It doesn't make it more true just because a huge number of people believe something that's false. That doesn't make it true. It just means that the mental illness is spreading to a larger number of people who now share in that mental illness. Guess what? Sperm donors are always male. So you've seen that story recently. I think Paul Joseph Watson talked about this in a good video about people going insane in 2019. It's funny, I was writing a story before I saw that video. I think it came out about the same time. But we were having the same ideas. There was, some couple, I forget what it is, some transgender couple that had a baby because they had a female sperm donor, the article said. Well, guess what? There's no such thing as a female sperm donor because producing sperm is part of the definition of being male, of course. But CNN and these other left-wing news organizations, they're trying to, of course, confuse children and confuse people on this issue to say, oh, men can get pregnant, men can have babies, and women can be sperm donors. Not really. Nope, not in this universe. I don't know what world you're living in, a little comic book reality that you've invented for yourselves, all you mentally ill leftists, you gender-confused lunatics, but that's not the real world, folks. And I want you to live in the real world. But you got to understand, in this world, you are surrounded by people who believe totally crazy things. Like from my article, belief number two is that the stock market will never crash again. There'll never be a correction. That we can remain overbought forever and just keep overbuying more and more. That's irrational. And that there's a lot of conservatives who believe that too, that the stock market can just go up forever and that all the crashes of human history will never repeat themselves. Somehow we've got that licked from the Federal Reserve, that our fiat currency, our fake dollar, will survive forever, they think. No, it won't. In fact, it's about ended its run. Most fiat currencies only survive, 100 years, 200 years, maybe 250. I can't even think of one that's been more than a few centuries, except maybe the British pound. That's probably the longest lasting currency in history, and it has been eclipsed by the euro in many ways, although that might change with Brexit. But think about it. A lot of people have irrational beliefs about lots of things. In my article, I also mention, flat earth theory. That's something that a lot of people who are conspiracy analysts, they are intrigued by flat earth theory. They think it's true, but I'm here to tell you it's not true, and I'll help explain that, and you're welcome to disagree with me, but you have to argue your points from a point of view of reason and logic consistent with the laws of physics. So, that's a belief that is spreading right now, and it's irrational. Although I gotta say the flat earth people, they're not dangerous. I mean, it's a thought experiment, and they kind of have fun with it. They're interesting people. They're curious about the way the world works. They're not dangerous like the transgender people who want to literally take your children and maim their genitalia, and hit them with puberty blocking chemicals and pharmaceuticals. Like, that's dangerous. The transgenderism is child abuse. Whereas flat earth theory is people who are kind of curious and maybe a little misled about how things work, but they're not dangerous. They're not coming up to you, putting a gun to your head and saying, oh, you have to believe the earth is flat or I'm going to blow you away. They're not doing that. So it's more of a curiosity, actually. Leftists believe that the earth will be destroyed in 10 years if we don't stop burning fossil fuels. That's insane. And that's a belief that's out there by AOC and others. That's insane. AOC, in my personal viewpoint, is the first cognitively, clinically retarded person to ever be elected to the House of Representatives. She is stupid. Her ideas are bad. They're horrific. They would lead to mass starvation, the collapse of the food supply for humanity if we stopped farming with diesel engines and diesel tractors and so on. Her ideas are bad. And if we adopt them, we are stupid to follow those ideas. Thank goodness that those of you who are watching today would never follow AOC's ideas. But we'll be back with more here on the Alex Jones Show, continuing into the third hour. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams filling in. Be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.